This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Sue Ellicott, and Adam Felber. And here again is your host at Cal Performances in Zeller Bock Hall in Berkeley, California, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, in space, nobody can hear you lie. It's a NASA-based Bluff the Listener game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you. All of your questions this time are about presidential embarrassments. Paula, as we all know, the late President Gerald Ford brought a certain homespun Midwestern charm to the White House. One night, he took his dog out for a walk on the South Lawn and did what?
He took his dog out and had it throw a frisbee to him. Caught it in his mouth, nearly killed him.
Wanted to change the tradition. No, it was kind of tragic. He ended up having to throw rocks up at his wife Betty's window.
He locked himself out of the
house?
He
locked himself out of the White House. One night, the dog's usual caretaker couldn't make it to the White House, so the president, nice guy that he was, volunteered to walk his dog Liberty himself. But he forgot to tell the Secret Service that he was going out, so he walked out and they locked up the residence, as usual. So after Liberty was done, by the way, the president walks his dog on the South Lawn. I was shocked by that. Anyway, President Ford found that he couldn't get back in. So he ended up trying to climb in a window, and the sash came down and caught him halfway through, and then he was discovered by the first public tour the next morning with the leg sticking out. And...
Well, it wasn't the last time that Liberty would be locked out of the White House. Am I right, people, huh? Huh? Good night, everybody. I don't know what to
actually, no, what happened was the uniform guards just let him in, but still.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't be the first time that uniform guards let Liberty into the White House, right? That doesn't work at all.
Adam, in 1932, Franklin Roosevelt promised in a speech in Pittsburgh to balance the federal budget in 4 years. Well, he failed utterly to keep that promise, and now he's running for re-election in 1936. He asks his speechwriter for advice on how to deal with this problem. The speechwriter told FDR to do what?
Claim that he was talking about leap years exclusively.
No.
In 4 leap years. To promise he'd do it in the next 4 years.
Nope.
That's how we do it now. So he promised to balance the budget in 4 years. He fails. He's running again.
Yeah, he's in Pittsburgh. He makes a speech. He says, I will balance the budget in 4 years. 4 years later, he hasn't done it, hasn't come close to doing it. He says, what do I do about the speech you made in Pittsburgh? Speechwriter tells him,
forget Pittsburgh.
Exactly. He says, deny you've ever been to Pittsburgh. Yeah. This was actually one of the many instances of presidential aides trying to cover up for their principles. For instance, President Reagan, during his first term, he won a tough vote in the Congress to sell military planes to Saudi Arabia. And
that worked out great.
It did. And the reporters asked the aides, they said, what was Mr. Reagan's reaction to the vote? And the aides said, well, Mr. Reagan said, thank God. What Reagan actually said once the vote went through, and this is President Reagan, he said, quote, I feel like I just crapped a pineapple, unquote.